At Actors Theater of Louisville, the apprentices meet with the cast of each show for an informal career chat at the end of each production. Acting apprentice Samantha Beach shares what she's learned.
Basically, these older actors sit down and tell how they got to be where they are. They start with how they got this job at ATL and this show that they're in, and then kind of like what their path was and what they've learned. And both times the actors have been so generous and humble. And it's really, I think the most encouraging thing was just to hear all of the different paths that people took to get to where they are. One thing that came up a lot was like people saying that it's okay to quit, you know, that having an exit strategy in this business is not a bad idea, which is so scary to think about now. But of course that's true. I mean, I don't think I'm deluded about how hard it's going to be. That's like the first thing everyone says to you when you tell them that you're choosing to be an actor. But who knows? I mean, it could be a different story next year when I'm like digging in the dumpster for dinner. But people have talked about the kind of support jobs that they did while they were trying to act, waitressing, or some people found something else that they really love. One guy today said, you know, you have to have a second career that you love, that's fulfilling, that will support you alongside acting. And it's not being negative, it's just being realistic. And I totally hear that. So I guess I got to start figuring out what my second career will be. My mom and dad will love to hear, after paying for my theater education, that I'm now needing to find a second career. I'm sure creative writing isn't much better, but maybe I could pick up like gardening or cooking or something.
Louisville Ballet trainee Claire Horrocks opens her first professional Nutcracker production last weekend.
We have just completed our first weekend of performances and are quickly heading on into our second weekend of the Nutcracker. And I feel like, you know, having hours and hours in the theater and spending so much time with all the dancers, we're all getting even closer than before. All of the trainees share a dressing room. It's right next to the dressing room with all the kids, so we get to always hear them and see them walk through in their costumes. And the entire company has a game of Secret Santa, which has been really fun. We each decorate our Secret Santa's mirror and give them little gifts throughout the entire run, so that's been something that's been really fun. Now, it's very rare for a ballet dancer who has grown up dancing as long as I have to say that she's never danced a Nutcracker. I mean, it's something that, you know, ever since you're a little girl in your ballet school, you grow up, you're a soldier, you're a rat, you're a mouse, you're an angel. It's very rare to hear a dancer say they've never done it. But I initially grew up in a jazz competition school, and I honestly have never had the opportunity to dance in a full-length Nutcracker before, so this performance experience is going to be extra exciting for me because I've grown up watching the Nutcracker, and it's really always been my dream to dance in one.
Kentucky Opera Studio artist Brad Raymond is on hiatus, but will be back in January. Erin Keene, WFPL News.